We're driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. So the more you use Indeed, the better it gets. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Just go to Indeed.com/Blue Wire right now and support our show by saying that you heard about Indeed on this podcast. That's Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
Ooh, salute to Knicks Nation on this Thursday afternoon. Another edition of Knicks Fan TV's lunchtime live stream. The Knicks are in the Mile High City taking on the Denver Nuggets tonight. A marquee matchup against the champs. We're going to talk about it with a diehard, with one of our own. You've seen him on ESPN SportsCenter. You've seen him on ESPN Deportes, ESPN FC. A man who knows Knicks, a man who knows football, real football, not American football. And he goes by the name of Luis Miguel Echegaray. Let's go, man. Salute to everybody in the chat. Once again, hit that thumbs up button for you boys. Hit the like button. Hit the share button. And subscribe to the channel. Another edition of KFTV's Lunchtime Live, man. Let's get it going. All right. All right, man. Luis, we finally did it, man. We finally got it going.
We did it, man. We did it. Let's go. Yeah. I'm so excited, man. You know me. I cover the game, the beautiful game, 24-7. But this is what I'm excited about, CP. Knicks, baby.
Let's
24-7
go.
Every day. Thanks for having me, man.
Absolutely, man. It's an honor to have you on the show. We got to initiate you with the fans, man. So first and foremost, you got to break down your Knicks story. What is your Knicks fan story?
I bet you any money, man, that my Knicks story is probably the most unique by default. Yeah. As you told in the intro, I'm with ESPN. I cover the game and everything, but my background's all over the place. I've been in New York City for 20 plus years, but I'm actually in London for the season, coming back later in the summer. But I'm New Yorker since 2003, been a very, very long time. I'm Peruvian, but I moved to England when I was 11, went to school there. And then in 2003, I moved to the city. And, you know, New York, obviously my home. But I tell you something, when I was growing up in Peru, man, in the 80s and early 90s, and obviously soccer was the main thing, but we were getting pieces of culture from the U.S. And obviously, once Michael Jordan came into the league, you know, everything started catapulting itself to that. But I became very interested in a team called the New York Knicks. And I started to grow this love about them. And then as the years progressed, going to the mid-90s and everything, John Starks became my favorite player. Allen Houston, of course.
Yeah.
Later after that, part of the 99 NBA Finals team. And then I just fell in love with the Knicks in New York. And it wasn't until, obviously, moved here to the city that I became even more. And ever since then, man, I've been a Knicks fan 24-7.
So,
you know, I love it.
So even in Peru, you were still tapping into the 90s Knicks.
Listen, man, like my soccer fam knows that Aston Villa is my lifelong team. They are my blood and my passion, and I love them. But I've been a Knicks fan before Villa, because it was in Peru when I started becoming a Knicks fan. So, yeah, it's been a very long time. Absolutely.
Wow. That just goes to show you, man. We appreciate our global fandom. You know, we have Knicks fans all around the world. And here it is. Your origin story goes back to the 90s, but not even in New York, but in Peru. That's an incredible story, man. Who was your guy, like your favorite player? You know, Brunson's everybody's favorite player right now, but who was your guy coming up?
My favorite player ever is John Starks. Mm. Like, he's just my hero. I loved the way he played. Obviously, the famous dunk back in the day made it synonymous, but because he was part of that sort of gritty, steel, hardcore, gritty Knicks team with Mason and stuff, like I loved everything John Starks represented. After that, Allen Houston, I just loved the way he played, his flow, his shooting, the way he just like took over. He became a really big part of what the Knicks were about, and I loved him. And then, yeah, obviously players over the years. But like you said it, man, I don't know. We're going to talk about him, but Jalen Brunson is a special kind of player, man. I'm telling you, I don't know where his career is going to go or how far he'll be with us, but he is definitely getting now into that John Starks kind of like situation. I love him so much, and I know I'm not the only one.
Yeah, I mean, Brunson has definitely taken this town by storm, no question about it. And now you're starting to see he's starting to get his respect around national media, more commercials. So the marketing machine is starting to ratchet up, and it's following his game, which is on a meteoric rise right now. I mean, you know, when we saw him last year as a full-time starter, full-time point guard for the Knicks, it just blew us away. And then to see that he's now even better than he was last year, I mean, that's something to say, man. I mean, the story might not – it's still being written in terms of his ceiling.
Yeah, here's what I'll say about Jalen Brunson. I think, first of all, we got to give a lot of credit to the Knicks office for identifying the fact that they could bring somebody like him from Dallas and, like, you know, pick him up. Because you remember around that time, we were like, okay, he's good, but like, what's going on? We're going to lose a lot of other star players. We need somebody legit. Everybody was giving them, like, you know, C to D minus grades to that acquisition. And now look, so that's one part. So you got to hand it up to the Knicks office to making that happen. The second thing is Jalen Brunson to me represents everything that New York is all about.
Yeah.
Gritty, doesn't care, hands right here. I'm just going to play hard and make it happen. And there's that famous video now that we already know about how his dad's making him run up the court, back and down, doing drills and everything. That's what he's all about. He doesn't listen to the noise. He just takes care of business. And everybody talks about, and you and I know this, you know, the moment you're at the Garden and you see any team come through, this is where you're really tested. And Jalen Brunson has done it day in and day out. He's an absolute leader through force, through nature, through voice. I love him. I love everything about him.
you hit the nail on the head. It is the prototypical New York underdog story. You know, second round, nobody's, you know, touting his progress. Nobody's really respecting him. He goes in the second round. He's got to work his way up. Now he's on the Mavericks. He's backing up Luka Doncic, but then he gets his opportunity as a starter when Luka goes down, shines bright on that playoff stage, you know, outplays Donovan Mitchell when it was Mavs versus the Jazz. He takes the Phoenix Suns down to the wire. I mean, he really, really is that New York underdog story. It's like a John Starks. It's like an Anthony Mason, you know, guys who really had to get it out the mud, and now they have the hearts of the city, man.
100%, man. I just love him so much. And the other thing that I like about him, by the way, CP, is the fact that, you know, he's not really paying attention to the hype. He just wants to take care of business.
Yeah.
And he's the perfect type of player for Thibs because he just wants to get down there and do his thing and try and get us to, you know, the further stages in the playoffs.
Yeah, no question about it. Well, what have you made of this next season? I mean, fourth in the East right now. To me, it's been amazing to see how they've been able to weather the storm. I mean, 60% of the starting unit has been gone since January, and these guys are right here, led by Brunson, led by Tibbs, heart number of guys. What's been your impression of their run so far?
No, that's it, man. You said it yourself. I'm gonna say something really interesting here. As I was saying, like my lifelong team, my Premier League team in soccer is Aston Villa. And it's really funny, man, because the Knicks are literally going through exactly the same thing what my Villa team are doing, which is basically this. Like you said it, key players have been out for a significant amount of time, beginning with Julius Randle, Mitchell Robinson, OG Anunoby. Like those, they're not just three, you know, squad players. There are three legitimately important players that they've been out. The fact that the Knicks have been able to maintain fourth place, which, by the way, is the same position that Aston Villa is trying to fight for right now.
Yeah.
So, like, all these, like, mirroring things are really funny. Yeah. But to me, people in the NBA media industry, and obviously I cover soccer for ESPN, and we have some amazing NBA talents. But like, one thing that I love hearing, especially my boy Kendrick Perkins talk about, is the fact that this Knicks team is not just doing it, it's doing it with a million obstacles in your way. I mean, to lose Mitchell Robinson, who, by the way, began the season so well, like such a strong force as a center, and then to lose him, boom, out. Then Julius Randle goes out, bam. And then OG, who comes in a trade and what, is out for like 20 out of his 23 games, something like that.
Yeah.
That's remarkable, the fact that the Knicks are still fourth and fighting. It's an incredible achievement, and I think it's a testament not just to Brunson, but to really the entire setup and everybody, just like, you know, like, you know, Deuce McBride made it happen, like in the last game against the Warriors. Everybody's just stepping up, like, we're gonna make something happen, and that to me deserves a massive, massive testament.
No question about it. Once again, we're talking to Luis Miguel Echegaray of ESPN, ESPN Deportes, ESPN FC. Salute to everybody in the chat. Once again, hit that thumbs up button for you boys. If you guys are on your lunchtime grind, man, throw a hashtag grind in the chat, and we will shout you guys out, man. Talking Knicks, Knicks in Denver tonight, big matchup against the champs. I mean, I have to love how they've responded on this road trip. This is probably the last tough stretch here. They had to go into Portland, you know, travel across the country. They, easy team, but still, the travel and being on the first night of a road trip isn't easy. But then they go into Sacramento and get an impressive win there. Some big-time fourth-quarter contributions. And then heading to Golden State and really just dominate that game from beginning to end. This was an impressive road trip where they've won these games quite convincingly. And so, hey, 3-0 so far, and much needed, because the East has been a dogfight all year, man.
Yeah, absolutely, man. I mean, it's always good to see the Knicks go west and making it happen. I mean, and actually it began the Sacramento game.
Yeah.
We started hearing some MVP chants for Jalen Brunson, which is nice. There's New York Knicks fans everywhere, which I kind of love, right?
Man.
It's so good. And the Warriors game to me was really one of those pivotal games where I was like, wow, I'm very impressed. Because again, we're talking about McBride. Like, he stepped up, like, and he did a really good job guarding Steph Curry, which is not obviously one of the hardest things to do. And that's the testament to what we're doing. Tonight is a very difficult game against the defending champs. And obviously Jokic, you know, can make it happen at any given opportunity. But there's no reason to believe that the Knicks can't fight and maybe make it something happen. Just got to keep fighting, plugging away game by game. And I think that, you know, the two-day rest before this Nuggets game is going to be important. But if you can come out of this trip to the West, which has already been on the plus sign, and give a fight against Denver Nuggets, who are the defending champs, and then come back to the, you know, to New York, you know, feeling that you did something well in the West, and, you know, that's great. And then we get healthier, and just got to keep fighting, man. Just got to keep fighting until the playoffs come.
Absolutely, man. I want to salute my mentor, my hero, the Rhyme Animal, Chuck D, in the chat, man. $10 super chat.
Oh, Chuck D.
Yeah. He says, we are watching the birth of a sports superhero in real time. The revolution, re-revolutionizing the floor game like Steph did with the tray. The script is uncanny and made for New York. Paz to Luis and the rise of KFTV, man.
Yeah, man. Hey, listen, Chuck D follows me on X, which is pretty much my honor, man. I know he follows you, but like, the moment he started following me, I was like, this is a legend. And he follows me, man. I mean, New York Knicks, baby. I love it.
That's what we do, man. The community is so strong and, you know, stretches all across the globe, all walks of life, all industries, everything, man. We come together as diehards and really rally around our team. So that's one of the things I love doing with this show. Salute to everybody in the chat, man. Everybody on the grind. I see Will Hooper's in here. Antrill Johnson Jr. Salute. Kareem Alston Rosales in the chat. Everybody's on the lunchtime grind, man. Coach Ruben, salute. John Daniel. All right, we got Randy Johnson in here. Luis, do you have the chat open?
Let me check it out, man. I want to see it. Here we go. Let's see. Well, you know what's really funny, though, man, is that obviously the lunch is open because obviously it's March Madness, so you know they're getting that extended lunch break.
Absolutely. Man, this is my favorite time of year, man. The first round of the tournament, Thursday, Friday, whatever the first 2 days are of the first round, I always love tapping in, man. So definitely going to get to that. After this, shout out to King Lowski, $2 super chess says, tonight we show why we're going to the Eastern Conference Finals. Go Knicks.
Okay. Wow, so I like that. Yeah, that's a good point. You know, like when you fight against the best and you can deliver, or at least you can compete, it's a testament to what we can do. Like, look, man, I mean, there's no denying it. The Boston Celtics are doing their thing, and obviously, in the playoffs. The Bucks are going to continue to get hot, but I don't. Why can't it be our season? Why can't it be a moment for us to go far? I fully believe, especially if we get healthier for sure.
Well, health is going to be the key, right? Because even when we look at that starting five, you have three key pieces of that starting five where they're going to be question marks, as in, you know, will they be ready? And at what percentage will you get these guys at? You have OG with the elbow. You have Mitch coming back from ankle surgery. And then Julius, still no timetable, hasn't practiced 5-on-5 physically yet. Three question marks in your starting lineup, man.
Three question marks, and they all come with different issues because the OG situation is this. Something obviously flared up. There was nothing extra or negative once the MRI came through, but I worry that once, you know, the playoffs come or we get closer to that moment, how much Thibs is going to balance those minutes with him, because any time, you know, that can flare up again. Mitchell Robinson coming back already. He's not ready for contact just yet, but him coming back around this time is really important. So if we can ease him into it, I think it'll be a massive addition. And of course, Julius Randle, though I will say, like, it could be one of these things where it's great timing, because Julius Randle, he knows it himself too. This isn't a criticism of him, but he knows it himself. In the playoffs, he's got to go even higher and step it up. And I think that this time away, trying to rehabilitate, will be that opportunity for him to do it. There's no denying that we're so much better without him. But I think hopefully this is also a time for him to reflect. So if we can get those three pieces back closer to the playoffs, I'm feeling good, man. I'm feeling very good.
True indeed, man. And then, you know, as we look at the standings right now, they're still in the fourth seed, but only a half game up on the Magic. The Magic have not gone quietly into the night. The Knicks did lose a season series to the Magic, so they're half game up on the Magic, but then some wiggle room between four and six. They're three games up on the Sixers, who are in sixth, and the Pacers, who are in seventh, and then this is the one I'm looking at, 3.5 games up on the Heat.
Yeah, so that's huge.
Yeah. Yeah, but then they're only a game and a half back of the Cavs for three, so three is still within reach as well, man.
I know, because a few weeks ago we were saying that, are we going to stick with four or drop down to six? But I think that the fact that it's only like 1.5 down on the Cavaliers, like, it's not awful. Like, when I look at the schedule for the New York Knicks, specifically in this next month, what's going to be interesting is going to be there is a period mid-April the beginning of next month, where we got San Antonio Spurs to the end of this March. So that's obviously Wembanyama. Mm-hmm. And then after that, the Thunder, the Heat, Kings, Bulls, Bucks. What can we do in that four-game stretch? Like, if we can keep healthy and maybe get 2 of 2 in there and maintain a certain level, and then maybe the Cavaliers drop down a little bit, who knows? We could still get that third. There's still a few games remaining.
I think it's right there. It's right there now. The Cavs did lose to the Heat last night in a close battle. You have Donovan Mitchell, who's kind of on the mend, his knee. He had nasal surgery, so he's kind of all over the place right now. Three seed is not out of the realm of possibility, man. I think it's
And they still have to play. They still got to play the 76ers, the Nuggets, the Clippers. Yeah. You know, there's still some games there that they have to compete.
Yeah, no question about it, man. So we'll see what happens there. Salute to K Marco, $5 super chat, says this trip will end with us 4-0. The fact that we know the Loch Ness Monster is coming back will infuse us with new energy. Shouts to you both. So shout out to K Marco, man. Franchise channel
shout
member.
Shout out, man.
Long time subscriber of the show. Yeah, I'm curious to see how they handle this matchup with Denver tonight. I was saying on my show last night, you know, the small ball unit with McBride worked very well against Golden State, but you were also playing a small team, right?
Yeah.
So now you're going up against Denver. You got Jokic, you got Aaron Gordon, and then you got Michael Porter Jr., who's shooting the cover off the ball, a tall target, rise and fire. I just wonder if Tibbs sticks with that small unit to have, you know, have McBride, Chase Murray around, or does he go with Precious with Hart and Iheart to kind of match size here tonight? What do you think?
Well, I would probably go with the latter. I think the size part is contingent, because here's the issue. When you play the Denver Nuggets and you play against Jokic, he's not your prototypical big man. He is, especially when he enters the paint, he's essentially a point guard.
Yeah.
So what do you do if, like, and because the Nuggets play at a reasonably, I wouldn't say slow, but at a pace that's determinant on Jokic and how he controls everything, I think the best thing to do is to kind of try and hit them with some power. So Precious probably has to, have a big game tonight if we're able to keep up. Because the moment Jokic has the ball, or if he doesn't, moving off the ball, their rhythm is pretty much dependent on them. So whereas the Warriors is so dependent on making sure that they get Steph Curry open, and Deuce did such a good job at guarding him, but that's not going to happen against Denver. So it's going to be a tough one, which
Gonna
is
be tough.
again why I wish Mitchell Robinson was healthy.
I would expect
Or OG.
I would expect we see Mitch maybe Saturday when they get back home and play the Nets. I would expect to see him then. But their discipline from their front line is going to be tested tonight between Isaiah Hartenstein, Precious Achiuwa, and then Sims. Those are your three biggest guys. So they're going to have to
And by
stay
the
on their
way,
feet. Yeah.
CP, the Nuggets are, they're second in the West as well. It's not like they're leading right now, so they're looking as well to take a hit of the Thunder. So they got things to take care of
And they
as
got
well.
embarrassed in Madison Square Garden when they came here. The
Good.
Knicks sent them packing by 34 points. So I'm sure they remember that. And so it's going to be a tall order tonight. So, and then on top of the fact that you have this Nuggets team where, yes, you have the wizardry of Jokic, the MVP, and Murray and all these guys. They have a great young and deep team. They're also one of the best offensive rebounding teams in the league. So here you are going into Mile High, having to go up against the champs who, if you don't keep them off the boards, it's going to be a long night for you, man.
They did play last night against the Timberwolves, though, so I'm hoping that maybe
Yes.
there's a few tired
Two nights.
legs there.
Two.
Jokic, well,
Yeah, they play Tuesday. They play Tuesday
Tuesday night, my bad. Yeah,
against
Tuesday
the
night. That's
Timberwolves.
right. Yeah, I'm
Yeah.
5 hours ahead, so all my time differences are all
How
messed up.
do you how do you deal with that? Trying to stay up and catch Knicks games, man. Because whenever I'm over there, it's always tough.
Well, I'll tell you, man, because you know that I do SportsCenter AM, so sometimes I really can't, I gotta take care of it. Sometimes what I do when I can't watch the game live, I tape it, and then I obviously don't want to know anything about the score, and I just like watch it without that. I have to be like kind of Jason Bourne and kind of just trying to figure stuff
Yeah,
up in order to make sure it happens. But
maneuver around everything.
it's been interesting, but yeah. So thank goodness I'm coming back for the playoffs, man. Because otherwise, there was no way I would stay. I'm an old man, CP. I can't stay up till 3 a.m., man. Come
Likewise,
on now,
man.
especially those West Coast games. My God.
I had trouble staying up for the West Coast games this time around. Now I'm on the East Coast. So yeah, I feel your pain, man. It's tough, man.
is, but yeah, but it'll be good when we come back.
No question. Salute to everybody in the chat once again. Hit that thumbs up on for you boys, man. CP the franchise. Luis Miguel Echegaray of ESPN, ESPN Deportes, ESPN FC. Shout out to everybody on the Lunchtime Grind. My guy Ty Morris in the chat. That's the KFTV enforcer, Luis. That's the KFTV
Oh
enforcer,
man.
man. Yeah. Yeah, that's
Ty,
our
do your
guy.
thing, baby. Do your thing.
Shout out to our guy Ty, man. What's the best game you've gone to? It's in your memory.
We're driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences, so the more you use Indeed, the better it gets. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/BlueWire. Just go to Indeed.com/BlueWire right now and support our show by saying that you heard about Indeed on this podcast. That's Indeed.com/BlueWire. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
My God. I mean, I was there throughout the Jeremy Lin years.
Okay,
So
Linsanity.
yeah, so Linsanity was crazy. So obviously, any of those games was crazy good as well. Funnily enough, one of the best games was obviously when we lost, but Kobe created history at the Garden. I was there for that game as well. I've always remembered how the Garden treated Kobe and vice versa. That to me was obviously very important as well. But And obviously, I think last season, even though we lost, just the energy of the Garden when we welcomed the Heat in the playoffs, it was giving me 90s vibes, man. Like, it was just making us feel that the Garden's back, the players are back. So that was one of the most interesting ones as well. But Linsanity was crazy, man. Any of those games was just insane. The city, I mean, you know, like, the city was just different that time. It was like they just felt the energy because of Jeremy Lin. Yeah. It was insane.
It's a different type of energy when the Knicks are good, man. Like, when, no matter what's going on in the world, no matter what's going on in your life, like, when the Knicks are on fire, that's all that matters, man. It's just,
yeah,
it's
here's
skies,
what I'll
man.
Say with that, CP. Yeah. Sorry to interrupt, but here's the one thing that I'll say about that. Mm-hmm. When the Giants win, awesome. I mean, I'm a Giants fan, great. Yeah. When the Rangers win, great. The Yankees, obviously, especially during their best years in the 90s. But when the Knicks win, the entire city and even the country, even the neutral, wants it to happen, because we're the only team that's like right there in the center of New York. Like, you know, it's there's no feeling like it, man.
No, it's there's really nothing like it. I mean, when they went on the big win streak in January, they had front page coverage of one of the papers. You know, I'm still like a back page, front page guy. Like, I still look at the papers, but they had front page coverage one day when they, in the middle of a streak in January. So that tells you everything.
And that was the Taylor Swift time during the Super Bowl as well. So that says a lot.
That's it, man. So it's a good time in the city. Hopefully, like you said, everybody comes back together, and you know, we can make something out of this run. Fingers crossed,
amen.
Man. Fingers crossed.
Amen.
Salute to our Gotta Be Legend franchise channel member. Says salute from Costa Rica. Let's go.
Vamos,
Knicks.
Costa Rica, pura vida,
yeah,
Costa
pura
Rica.
Pura vida, man. Nice country, man. Always love going over there. For you people in the chat, throw your cities, throw your state, throw your countries in the chat. Let's see where you guys are checking in from on the Lunchtime Grind so we can shout you guys out, man.
I'm feeling it.
Yeah, it's always a good feeling, man. Like every once in a while, we will get callers from London checking in on postgame. It'll be like 12 o'clock in New York. 5 a.m., 6 a.m. in London, and people will be calling in on the Discord, man.
That's some passion, man. Well, I'll tell you something. For our friends in New York and in the U.S., that you should know, like, the NBA is a big deal, obviously, in Europe, but in London, it's feeling it. And I see a lot of Knicks hats, Knicks shirts, Knicks everywhere. Obviously, like, a lot of it is because people go to New York and they have a good time, whatever. But I know I've met a lot of legitimate Knicks fans here in London and England, and they love that team. And I think it's part of it is because we are just grit. We struggle and we just love to fight for everything, and we're loud. And I think that's like resonant with many parts of the world, especially Europe.
True indeed, man. And as I look in the chat, we got Dude Rap checking in from Berlin. Aaron Lewis checking in from UK. Adam Rowe, shout out to
man.
DC. Omar Dale Poe is in Wiesbaden, Germany. Have you been there?
Okay. I've never been there. Okay. I've been to Germany, but I've never been there. Okay, so we need to here's what I want to do, CP, in your live stream right now. Let's see how many more unique international fans we can get here.
Yeah.
I want to see the most random, unique Knicks fan. So what? Is Germany winning right now?
We got Aaron Lewis from Wales. Aaron Lewis, second in from Wales. Will Aquino, no city country. He just says, I love Costa Rican women. So he just, you know, he just put that out. So...
all right, you get a plus for that. That's fine. I guess Wales, Germany, Costa Rica is doing pretty well.
I think so.
How about some Knicks fans in Africa or Asia?
Well,
I would love that.
Well, Junior Caroma, he's in New York, New Jersey, but he's repping Sierra Leone. So there you go.
Shout out.
My guy Marco, though, is checking in from Romania.
Okay, Romania's winning,
on the
maybe.
List. Yeah. Romania's
the caressed in the house.
List. Yeah. My Two Cents, where are you at? I think they're usually either in Spain or France. I don't remember. My Two Cents is in there. And, so it's everybody in the chat, man.
See, international, man. I mean, it's great. The thing, I mean, what you've created here, man, is absolutely unbelievable. I love it.
Appreciate it, man.
100%. And it's amazing. And this is what it's all about, to create a community, a positive community around the greatest basketball team the game has ever seen.
I love how you added that in there. Let's talk about your journey to ESPN, man. What's your journey been like rising up in the game?
Yeah, ESPN is a blessing. I love every minute of it. Great colleagues, even people that you don't see in camera, obviously, production, everybody's just been great. And it's been a grind. I've worked very hard to get here. And I also, as a Latino, I feel very proud of being able to represent on not just the Spanish side, but really mainly on the English side. So that to me has been fantastic. I started at The Guardian and Vice back in the day. And then after that is Sports Illustrated, CBS Sports, before I finally arrived to ESPN in 2022. And yeah, I do what I do and I love it. And last year I got to talk to Messi a one-on-one, which was obviously the highlight of my professional career. It's a great company to work for. It's great people, and I love every single minute of it. And I love the fact that we represent both the English-speaking side and the Spanish-speaking side, because I believe that's really important.
No question about it, man. And you spoke about your highlight in interviewing Lionel Messi. This was when he made the decision to come to join Miami.
Yeah, that's right. So
How'd that
he
come together?
basically. He literally arrives, and there we are, ESPN covering it. And I'm following this man like I'm a stalker, like I'm a 17-year-old girl in a 90s high school movie. Just like follow him everywhere he goes. So he moves to Fort Lauderdale, and we go to every game. We cover every game for ESPN and SportsCenter and Deportes and stuff. And then, luckily, right before the final, we managed to organize a great interview on ESPN. Were the only non-rights holders to have a one-on-one interview with him at that point, and it was unbelievable. And he's a humble man, despite the fact he's the GOAT. And it was a great conversation, and he's just a great human being. And yeah, it's a great professional highlight, and you can check it out on YouTube, on ESPN FC, on my page, whatever. But it was amazing, amazing. And the country was just messy, crazy that summer, man. Last summer was just like unbelievable, what was going on around the world. So it was unbelievable. It was so great to do it, and to do it with ESPN, which was fantastic.
With a player of that magnitude, you only get but so much time with him. What's that prep like? I mean, his career is massive, championships galore, the greatest to ever play, according to some. What was that prep like to condense everything and try to get the most out of this to give the viewers some value?
Yeah, good question. And that's a good one for anybody that's an aspiring journalist. Like, you're only going to get a little bit of time. You're not going to get an hour. You're not going to get 30 minutes. You're going to get a little bit of time. So you really got to prep. Luckily, the conversation really was focused more on his arrival to the US. So I wanted to make it more about that. But I actually began with a personal question, because I said to him, I've never seen you happier. You arrived to Miami and you're happy. And I think that kind of loosened everything up. So the prep really began with that question, with wanting to know where he was in his stage in his career, like why did he come to Miami? And then after that, it was about his love for the US and his love for the game in the US. And obviously, Miami and Fort Lauderdale being the perfect place, just because, there's so many Latinos there, and he can be himself. His family's happy. His kids are there. They're part of the Inter Miami Academy. So he's just loving every life. And obviously, it was months after winning the World Cup. So all the stars were like aligning for him to come to Inter Miami. It was great.
A lot of the comments on that video was spoke about his humility. Did that interview change your perspective on him, just having to have that one-on-one conversation?
No, it enforced it. I always knew that he was like that. Anybody that covers this game knows that Messi is an introvert. He really doesn't like to speak that much. He doesn't like to be the center of attention. He just lets his feet do the talking on the pitch. And he's really not loud, and he's very quiet, and he's humble. And like you said, the humility just shines through. He comes in the room and he asked me how I am, where I'm from. We have like it's really not about him. And I think that's why people gravitate towards him, because he doesn't really want the limelight, even though he creates extraterrestrial moves like on the pitch. So it only enforced my thoughts of him, that he was a very humble, hardworking person, and he just happens to be the greatest player the game has ever seen.
Who's the NBA comparison then?
That's a great question, man. I mean, if you're talking about goatness, we're talking Michael Jordan, we're talking LeBron, whatever. But I like to always think about Messi in a different way, because this is a man who's 5'7", who needed growth hormones when he was a kid, He was overlooked over and over and over again. He's not a physical freak of a specimen like LeBron or Giannis or even... So MJ is the closest because obviously MJ was underlooked when he was a kid or whatever. But he is that level of greatness. I mean, to me, he is the greatest player the game has ever seen. There's always that saying. We have a saying in Spanish, but I'll say it in English. Cristiano Ronaldo is the best player in the world, but Messi is from another planet. And that's the way that I see it. He does things on the pitch that are just unbelievable. And I think MJ gave us that in the 90s. So I think it's that level of greatness, I think.
Yeah, that's absolutely incredible, man. For you, you know, you have, I mean, with soccer, it's so many leagues, man. You have Champions League is going on right now. You covered Messi with the MLS. You have Premier League, you know, a monster in its own right. How do you prep for that where you have to cover games, you're covering players, you're doing stories on storytelling on certain players, you have the rising stars coming up in the minors. How do you keep on top of that?
And I have to watch the Knicks on top of that as well.
And you got to tap into the Knicks, man.
You know what? It's like, I think when you do, and you can back me up on this. I think when you do something that you love, like it just becomes instinctive. You know, I obviously you have to be an organized reporter and analyst and understand when games are going on. Because as you said, you know, folks that don't follow soccer need to know that there's not just one competition. There's a lot and there's many things going on. But because I love it, I just, you know, it's kind of just something that it's a grind, right? You just keep going and going and going and doing it. And, you know, even when the Premier League or the Champions League finishes in May, you've still got competitions in the summer. So you just go one after the other, and you just got to find your time to kind of exhale and chill and kind of like, you know, focus on your family and stuff like that. But, you know, when you do something that you love, then it just becomes just part of you. So you just like prep and prep, but it's no substitute for hard work. You always got to work hard at what you're going to do if you want to be successful.
No question. And very well said. When you saw when the NBA had introduced the in-season tournament this summer, what was your initial reaction, and what was it when the in-season tournament completed, was finished?
Well, actually, once it came out, I tweeted about it because I said, NBA fans, just FYI, this is not a unique idea in terms that Adam Silver wanted to kind of emulate what the FA Cup was about. And, you know, and you know, in soccer, this happens all the time, right? Like, you know, we have the Premier League, but then the Champions League in between. So you kind of have to embrace it. Now, one of the biggest criticisms was like, oh, the Lakers won like a nothing trophy, whatever. Well, I mean, you know, what's to say 5 years from now, 10 years from now, when it becomes an occurrence, like people will care about it. And I think you know, the only thing that I worry about is, you know, the health of players, because in soccer, one of the major issues is that they're just playing a lot, man. It's a lot of, like, it's a lot of soccer, especially since the World Cup, because it was in the winter. Players, young players are playing so many minutes that, you know, more injuries are happening more than ever. So that was my initial thought about the in-season tournament in the NBA, making sure that, especially, like, look at the Knicks, right? Like, you know, we have still a team that's in development, that's building around Jalen Brunson. Thank God it didn't happen. But imagine if, like, a major key player for us got hurt during that in-season tournament. That's a problem. But all in all, I think it's a good idea to try and create this kind of, here's what I think should happen. The winner of that game should get an immediate playoff spot, or at least a fight for it.
Because that's
when you know somebody's going to be really, because like, if you win it and you're already in the top three in the conference, like, what's the point of playing it? But there should be some kind of reward more than monetary to play in it. I think, because in the FA Cup, if you play the FA Cup in England, you get a European spot. You know, the same thing should happen here in the NBA. There should be some kind of reward for the in-season tournament.
I think there ultimately will be, especially once they get the TV rights organized. And, you know, right now they say Netflix is interested. Maybe it's Amazon. Who knows which direction they go in. I think in order to incentivize more subscribers to watch it on those platforms, you got to make it worthwhile. So that's what I think, that ultimately they will put some sort of playoff spot on the line there. But it'll be very interesting to see how they move things forward, man. And for you, you know, you said the Messi interview was certainly the highlight of your career. What's next for you? What do you have lined up? What are your goals in terms of your career?
Well, we got a lot going on, obviously, at ESPN, but we're trying to grow this game even more. So we'll do so many great things at ESPN FC and Deportes and from tournaments and shows and everything. But I really my main goal is to try and grow and celebrate soccer as much as possible in the US, because it is it's not just a growing machine. It is a machine. I really believe that, that after the NFL and the NBA and college sports, soccer is right there. And my aim is to try and help celebrate it. Like, if you ever see me on Sports Center, I'm trying and giving you context, but I'm also trying to make it fun and interesting. My aim is to get somebody like you, like somebody that likes soccer, may not be like an avid, passionate fan, but like, I want to reel you in and bring you in into the sport and giving it to you with context and fun. And that's my aim. Every time I go on SportsCenter, that's what I want to do. So that's my number one goal, to keep growing this sport. And I think we do a really good job at ESPN doing it, and we're going to continue to do it as well.
There you go, man. Then you got the World Cup coming up in a few years.
That's going to be crazy, man.
That's going to be major, man. So
the final in New Jersey, New York, baby.
Yeah. So I'll be in the mix, man. Like I told you off air, I'm a casual World Cup viewer, man. So I'll be tapped in, rooting for USA, Croatia. Hopefully Jamaica makes it. You know, that's my team. So.
Well, they're playing tonight against the U.S. It should be a fun one.
Should be a fun one, man. Well, listen, man, this can't be the last time you come on the show, because this was your introduction, your trial by combat to Knicks Fan TV, man. That the fans are feeling you. Your Knicks story was very compelling. So we hope that you come back, man, hopefully during playoff time. Let's get a little round table going and react to the latest and greatest with the orange and blue, man.
Man, I gotta tell you something. What you do here on Knicks Fan TV is amazing. The community that you're building, I wish you nothing but the best, and absolutely, you can count on me anytime. And just like this man right here on my t-shirt, we're gonna be representing every time. Jalen Brunson, the GOAT. I know that he's not gonna win it, but I don't care. Let's MVP, go. Baby. Making it happen. Let's go.
All NBA at the very least, man. All NBA at the very least.
100%. Yes,
Luis Miguel Echegaray. Appreciate you for tapping in with us, man. All the best on your journey, and we'll tap in again soon, man.
Knicks rule all, baby. Knicks rule all.
Yes, sir. Salute to everybody in the chat once again, man. Hit that thumbs up button for your boys. CP the franchise, Luis Miguel Echegaray. A crossover edition of the show. We talk hoops, talk a little football, take you all around the world, man, and tap into his journey, man. Like I said, on this show, yeah, we're going to talk sports, but we're going to bring on people that is going to inspire you, man, on your respective journey. So make sure that you guys are pulling out the gems and apply it to your own walks of life, man. Remember that this show is available in audio podcast format. No reason to miss it. You can catch us on all major podcast platforms. If you did miss it, salute to the replay gang, everybody on the catch up. We'll see you guys back tonight. This is just one of three shows tonight. Knicks versus Nuggets play-by-play live, presented by Underdog Fantasy. Tap in with us at 9 p.m., and that'll be hosted by JD Sports Talk. And then after the Knicks beat the Nuggets in Denver, join us for post-game live. We'll react to it for highlights, analysis, and caller reactions. Your reactions to it all, man. So once again, have a great day, Knicks Nation. We'll catch up later on. Peace.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.